Chapter 3. Meeting in the Forest.
The four riders and Magua came into the clearing in the forest where Hawkeye stood next to the dead deer. Uncas and Chingachgook were out of sight with their weapons ready.
"Who is there?" asked Hawkeye.
"Believers in God and friends of the king, looking for Fort William Henry," Duncan answered.
"You are lost then," said Hawkeye. "Didn't you know whether to take the right or the left turn? We are like babies. We depend on those who guide us. Do you know how far it is to the fort?" Duncan asked.
"It is a long way from here," said Hawkeye. "You must have lost your eyesight before you lost the trail. There is a wide, clearly marked trail to Fort William Henry.
We have an Indian guide with us. We trusted him to show us a shortcut, but he seems to be lost. We do not know where we are," answered the young officer.
"That is strange indeed, an Indian lost in the forest. Who is he?" asked Hawkeye.
"He was adopted by the Mohawks, but he was born a Huron," answered Duncan.
"A Huron!" exclaimed Hawkeye in disgust. "They are all liars and thieves. I'm not surprised you are lost if a Huron is guiding you."
"Our guide now serves the English," Duncan replied.
"I don't believe it," said Hawkeye. "You cannot tell me about a man I know and you do not know. Now, answer me. How far are we from Fort William Henry?" Duncan asked impatiently.
"That depends on who your guide is," Hawkeye answered.
"If you will guide us to the fort, I promise you a reward," said the young officer.
"How do I know that you are not a spy for the French?" asked Hawkeye. "Not everyone who speaks English is a loyal subject."
"Do you know Major Effingham of the 60th Regiment?" asked Duncan.
"Of course, I know him well," exclaimed Hawkeye.
"I am Major Hayward of the same regiment," Duncan continued. "I am taking these two ladies to their father, Colonel Munro, at Fort William Henry."
"We cannot reach the fort before dark," said Hawkeye. "The woods are full of Iroquois. They are our enemies."
At that moment, Magua came forward.
"Magua, we are lost," said Duncan. "Night is coming and the ladies are tired. We are still far from Fort William Henry, and this hunter says that there is a war party of Iroquois nearby. He will show us a safe place to camp and will take us to the fort in the morning."
"Is he alone?" Magua asked with a strange look.
"Alone?" asked Duncan.
"No, we are with him."
"Aye, the clever fox will leave you," said Magua. "Then you will be with only those of your own colour."
"Who is the clever fox?" asked Duncan.
"It is the name the French gave to me," said Magua.
"And are you going to tell Colonel Munro that you left his daughters in the forest after you promised to guide them?" Duncan asked.
"I don't have to tell Munro anything," Magua answered.
"The Mohawks will make a dress for you and say you are a woman because you cannot be trusted with a man's business," replied Duncan.
"I don't need to return to the Mohawks," Magua answered. "I can find my way to the Great Lakes and return to my own people, the Hurons."
"Enough, Magua," said Duncan. "Why should we argue? Munro has promised you a reward for bringing his daughters safely to him. Rest now and eat."
"The white men act like dogs for their women," said Magua to himself in his own language. "When I have these women in my own home, I will teach them to know their place."
"What are you saying, Magua?" asked Duncan.
"I said that I agree to stay," Magua answered.
As Duncan turned away, Magua's hand moved towards the tomahawk in his belt. Seeing this, Hawkeye lifted his rifle and fired. The bullet just missed Magua and hit a tree behind him. Magua ran into the forest. Chingachgook and Uncas jumped up and ran after him as Hawkeye fired again. A few minutes later, the three men returned.
"Who are the men with you?" Duncan asked Hawkeye.
"They are Mohicans, Chingachgook and Uncas, his son. They are friends to me, and they will be friends to you too," Hawkeye replied.
"But why did you let Magua escape?" Duncan asked.
"We can't waste time chasing him," said Hawkeye. "We must reach our camp before dark, or the Iroquois will have our scalps and sell them to Montcalm before morning."
"For God's sake, help me to protect these young women," exclaimed Duncan.
"We will," said Hawkeye. "But first you must promise two things.
First, whatever happens, you must be as silent as this sleeping forest. Second, you must always keep secret the place where we are going to take you."
"We agree," answered Duncan.
"Hide the horses here and then follow me," said Hawkeye to the Mohicans.
"Come."
Duncan, Alice, Cora, and David did as he said. Soon they reached the edge of a river. Hawkeye pushed back the branches of a tree and revealed a canoe. The five companions got into it, and Hawkeye guided it up the river. Eventually, they came to a place where the river was broken by a high waterfall. Hawkeye directed the canoe towards a small island in front of the waterfall.
"Where are we?" asked Duncan.
"We're at the foot of Glen's Falls," answered Hawkeye. "Get out now, and I will return for the Mohicans and some food." Hawkeye soon returned with Uncas and Chingachgook. They took the things from the canoe that they needed to make camp, and then seemed to disappear into a rock wall. Duncan Hayward, the two sisters, and David Gamut looked at each other in astonishment. A few minutes later, Uncas returned and guided them behind the waterfall to some caves.